I've been a Shriner for 30 years, and they were looking for a place to conduct the clinic. It seemed obvious because it's a pediatric orthopedic problem clinic that we should do it at our office, and I do pediatric orthopedics, so it was a natural link to one another.
Tell us about pediatric orthopedic. What are we talking about?
Well, you know, you see early in the history of pediatric orthopedics, it was polio, and that was where it really started. But now we see patients with scoliosis, club feet, disturbances in growth, kids that have one leg shorter or longer than the other. A lot of parents are worried about the way their children walk or the way their the posture of their feet looks.
Can this all be corrected?
Certainly it can't not all be corrected, but I think you need to have a good diagnosis and a treatment plan, and many of the conditions have lots of treatment options available.
What is the mission of the Shriners to help out here?
We know a lot of children don't have good health care insurance, and even in the age of Obamacare, people still fall through the cracks, or their insurance doesn't cover the full bill. So we want to make sure as Shriners that children who have problems that are orthopedic in nature can seek and get care no matter what the problem and not have to worry about the finances. So the mission of the Shrine is to cover those costs for those children no matter what they are.
And you just do that? Do you raise money for that effort?
Well, I think that's part of the Shriners' charitable mission is they do go out and raise money, and that's where they devote all of their attention. And they also have burn clinics, but this is focused primarily on pediatric orthopedics, and it's linked with the Hospital of the Shrine in Minneapolis in conjunction with doctors from the Mayo Clinic and the University of Minnesota. And those of us here who want to participate can as well in the clinic.
You have an event coming up June 7th. Tell us about that.
Yeah, on June 7th, the Orthopedic Institute will host a Shriners screening clinic for children up to the age of 18 with any and all pediatric orthopedic problems. Some patients come because they simply want a second opinion where they've received care locally or in the region and want to make sure that the Shriners would agree with that treatment plan. Others want to seek care at the Shrine because of their national reputation. So they can come to the Orthopedic Institute between 8 and 1 o'clock on June 7th, which is a Saturday morning. Those appointment, they can arrive and just be seen, or they can preferably make an appointment if they call 1-888-293-2832, and they'll be able to schedule an appointment at that clinic.
And where's the clinic?
The clinic's at the Orthopedic Institute, which is on the Avera McKennan campus on 23rd Street.
I have an appointment. I bring my child. Obviously, parent has to be accompanied with the child, right?
Yeah, I think a parent or guardian needs to be accompanying the child, certainly, and they can expect to be seen by a clinician, a physician who specializes in pediatric orthopedics, and then any kind of x-ray imaging will be done at that time at the Orthopedic Institute. In addition, if they need physical therapy, braces, orthotics, they can be assessed for all of those needs as well.
As you say, these are kids that are falling through the cracks. They're not getting the medical attention that they need?
Well, they may be getting medical attention, but many parents like to get more than one opinion. So this gives them an opportunity, in essence, for free to get an opinion. Or the Shrine has a marvelous reputation of caring for complex pediatric orthopedic problems, and this is an opportunity for people in our region to come to a local facility to get the expert opinions that they seek, and then they potentially can line up treatment, which is then administered at the hospital in Minneapolis.
And it doesn't matter if I have insurance or don't have insurance.
That's correct. In the past, the Shrine did not even consider insurance. Now, if you have insurance, the Shrine will go ahead and collect from that insurance. But if there's a gap in any way whatsoever, that will not be a consideration.